From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Army has filed formal charges against Major Nidal Hassan for the shooting deaths at Fort Hood last week. He faces 13 counts of premeditated murder. From Fort Hood, Texas, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Hassan is suspected of killing 12 soldiers and a civilian at a processing center for soldiers about to be deployed. Investigators say their work is continuing. They're still combing a large crime scene for evidence, and some of the injured witnesses still haven't been interviewed. Chris Gray with the Army's Criminal Investigation Division says he's not ready to release many of the details for fear of hampering the prosecution of the case.
We do know that the suspect was not at the readiness center for any scheduled appointments or command-directed activity.
Hassan's attorney, John Galligan, says the accused gunman was served with the charges by his unit commander at a hospital in San Antonio, where he's recovering from 4 gunshot wounds. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
President Obama is ordering a review of how U.S. intelligence agencies handled information they may have had on Hassan. Earlier, NPR learned that Hassan's supervisors question his mental stability. Colleagues also deny claims that Hassan was harassed because he is Muslim. Colorado authorities have filed criminal charges against Richard and Mayumi Heaney for staging a hoax when they reported their child had floated away in a helium balloon. The couple is expected to plead guilty tomorrow. Richard Heaney is accused of attempting to influence a public servant, a felony. His wife is charged with false reporting to authorities. Both are expected to appear in court tomorrow. There's been a dramatic increase in the number of people who've died from the new H1N1 swine flu. It's not that the flu has suddenly become more deadly. The estimates are just more precise. NPR's Joanne Solberner has more.
Last week, the pediatric death count was 129 between late April and mid-October. This week, the estimate is 540 deaths, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The new estimate comes from the same numbers, tallies by select doctors and hospitals, but it takes into account that not all flu deaths are identified as such. Sometimes the flu test isn't done, or it's wrong, or the death is attributed to a different infection that came after the flu. The total flu death estimate for adults between 18 and 64 is 2,900, and among people 65 and older, there have been 440 deaths. The total count of how many people have been infected by the new virus is now 22 million, which includes 8 million children under the age of 18. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 94 points at 10,197, and the Nasdaq was down 18 at last check at 2149. This is NPR. The White House plans to host a job summit next month to figure out how to create more positions and start driving down the unemployment rate, which topped 10% last month. Today, President Obama said he was encouraged by the latest Labor Department report showing fewer new claims filed last week, but he said that with millions of people still out of work, the loss of jobs remains one of his administration's biggest challenges. President Obama heads to Japan today, part of a week-long trip that also includes stops in China, Singapore, and South Korea. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev once again painted a bleak picture of Russia's economy and repeated his recent calls for modernization in his annual State of the Nation address, but as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, he was short on specifics.
President Medvedev attacked huge state corporations created by his predecessor, then-President Vladimir Putin, calling their competitiveness shamefully low. He demanded they reform into commercial companies or disappear. He ordered the government, led by now Prime Minister Putin, to reduce its massive share of the economy. Medvedev said Russia's dependence on oil, gas, and metals must end, with the country transformed into a smart economy with high-tech investments. Warning 1 million Russians are at risk of losing their jobs. He said the country must quickly modernize. He called for more government transparency and promised to strengthen democratic institutions. But analysts and opposition parties said his speech, a repetition of past pronouncements, lacked concrete proposals. Ann Garrels, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.